Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So you know how I finished Buffy?
Yeah.
And I switched to Angel?
Yeah.
First of all, I was listening to Aoife Grace Moore's podcast during the week.
Yeah, it's very good.
And Cassie mentioned, she was like, oh, Aoife, you wouldn't have seen this because you're not a lesbian. But in Buffy, here I was, excuse me, pregnant people.
This is as well.
I was like, kind of maybe I always had a feeling I was. But anyway, guess who was in Angel?
Oh no, Jen, this could be fucking anyone.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. He was in the Avengers. I don't think he's an actual Avenger, but he was in the Avengers. Big part.
Big part?
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson?
Jeremy Renner.
Shut the fuck up. I can see that actually.
He was
an Avenger, he's Hawk. Hawkeye. Whatever that's called.
I don't think of him as an Avenger.
No. Him in your one.
He melts me in the Avengers. Like I'm just like, no, Jeremy,
him
get
and
off the screen.
Scarlet. Hansen. Yeah, I'm like, you don't change. Do you know what I mean? You got fuck all.
They melt me.
You're just like really fast and good looking.
Yeah,
that's it.
But Angel was his. He turned him into who he was as a vampire. Absolute wanker of a vampire. Like going around ripping.
He's the one who changed him.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did he find him?
In Ireland, back in
Angelus in Ireland.
Angelus in the 1600s, and he changed him. And he has his whole family.
Oh, no.
Hello, and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen, and I give you Angel and Buffy rundowns every week.
That's weird to say. This is coming. I'm going to have a conversation with you after this. I'm going to be like, Jen, let's have a talk.
Listen, you're getting a bit obsessed.
I'm getting a little. Getting I'm to talk about something else, okay?
I know, yeah.
And I have something else going on in my life.
I have
life.
That kind of thing.
Gotta got something else going on in my life, girl.
This episode is about stuff that you can say to wind people up on purpose. And I keep talking about Buffy and Angel to Carolyn, and she's rolling her eyes every time.
I'm like, oh, another Buffy fact. That's like, interesting.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Oh, perfect. Brilliant.
She's like, yay.
Great.
I was so happy that you suggested this. Have we got any house business before we get into this? Or should we dive right in?
I think we got to dive right in.
We've got appointments.
It's crazy.
I'm so glad that you suggested this because I came across, my algorithm came across me. And I don't know if you've ever seen him on
I know who you're
Kyle
talking
Prue.
About.
Kyle Prue.
Of birth?
What?
You know that guy and he's like, oh, what age are you? And it's like 27. Days old? He does these things on purpose.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, well there's another fella and I can't quite remember his name now and I will not find him if I go looking for him. But he's like, here's how you can cause instant chaos out in society. He does another one. If I come across him again I will talk about him. But this fella he'll come on and he'll be like, hello, my name is Kyle Prue and here's some things that you can say to piss off men.
Oh.
And not only are his videos elite, but the comment sections also elite. So I've typed down some ones that really, really like.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we should all kind of carry out. So these are to piss off men specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I might have added my own one in at the end because I think I might submit it to him. See, does he use it?
Mm-hmm.
First one. You look like you read with your fingers. Isn't that boring? Like, wouldn't that just...
It's a sick burn.
Your heart would break on the spot if you were a bloke hearing that.
You'd look... Do you know what it is, okay, about this? It's the flapping that you'd have to do to defend yourself.
Yeah.
So it puts you into that state where you're like...
It's an instant humbling, and especially if it's in front of like a crowd.
Oh.
It's just, how do you come back from that? It's one of those situations you ever see, like, you'll see a video and somebody says something and then it'll switch to that crowd of men.
Yeah,
and like, oh, you know, that kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a burn. If a fella cat calls you, which doesn't happen to me very often anymore, but then I don't
think it's ever happened to me.
I haven't been out walking.
It has happened. I don't want it to happen to me.
It's more staring. It's not catcalling kind of thing. But if you get kind of, you just turn around to them and say, oh, sorry, I don't have any change.
I think they'd be more confused with that one, maybe.
Oh, it does. It takes them a minute because I've seen women stitching them.
Are they in the car?
No, well, I saw a woman, and this is what made me kind of go back into his videos. I was like, oh my God, remember he fucking said that in one of his videos. And she was like, oh my God, does anybody know your man, Kyle Prue, who gives you advice on how to piss off men? I'm just after doing it in the park. So this fella, he was walking his dog and she was walking and she had her gym gear on and she's like, I'm just fucking minding my own business walking through the park. And he comes up and he goes, well, hello, or, you know, something like that. And she said it to him. And you could see the moment where it clicked in his head, where I genuinely thought he was like begging, and he fucking like lost it. You know what I mean? She was like, now you have to be kind of careful when you're saying these things. But she said it was fucking brilliant. She was absolutely delighted with herself. this was more so in the comments, and I think it's more in an American setting, but you could kind of twist it around to, you know, how our mechanics, like if you go into like, I don't want to name a company because like I haven't had any bad experiences with them, but like say you went into like get your tire changed, or you drive into the garage and you have to speak to the mechanic.
Sorry, is there anything more awkward than that, driving to the garage?
Horrible.
You're like, where do I put this fucking car?
I know.
And everyone's staring at you.
Yeah.
It's like beads of sweat start to form and you're like,
why didn't you do this?
And then even worse, when you get out and nobody comes over to you, so you have to like try and kind of half wander, and you don't know who's a customer and you don't know who's a mechanic.
I know.
And everything is just thick with oil grease.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so bad. Yeah. It's one of those places that I hate fucking walking into. Mm-hmm. Same with the dry cleaners. I find a dry cleaner is the most awkward air ever happened.
They take fucking ages to come out from the back.
And you're just standing there like, so.
Oh yeah.
And you almost want to keep opening and closing the door so they fucking come back in. I'm like, hello.
Do you know what's worse? The ones that I've gone into have bells, like call bells, and they still don't come out.
They come out and they're like,
because it's usually only one person working and they're flat out in the back, so you can't kind of like.
It's so hot.
The windows are all steamed up.
Like mildew aura. You go in with straight hair, you come back out with like type 3 fesh curls. Do you know what I mean? It's like thick.
I know.
Air is.
Well, like they're so busy, you know?
No, I know. But it's again one of those places that I feel like there's nothing else there apart from me, a desk, and that little weedy thing that I can barely see.
All the clothes racks.
In the background.
And they're in the back.
And then someone just pops up and they're like,
how can I help you? They give you them little shit tickets.
Shit tickets. I'm like, put them in the bin.
The shit.
Get me an app now.
No, you know how we love Mr. Price?
Yeah.
But they were bought in Mr. Price.
No, they were. No, like not even. I think they were bought in cents.
Not even. They're below Mr. Price.
Cents. I think there's only one of those. And it's in Dublin A.
The corn market. Oh yeah, it is one of them. But so this one, she was obviously in America, and the way that their mechanic, she goes into the garage and like she was like, if a mechanic talks down to you and makes you feel stupid in any way, just turn around and say, oh, I love your romper. You know, the clothes that they wear. But obviously our mechanics,
I love your romper,
usually wear like Snickers.
Where'd you get those jumpsuits?
Yeah, so I don't know how you could give us suggestions. How could you like amalgamate that into like the Snickers category? Do you know,
you
what
could
I mean?
Get real
like,
weird.
Oh, you all your pockets, kind of thing. Do you know?
Do you put everything in those little pockets?
There's lovely little pockets. Oh my God, you have so many pockets. I love that.
I love your romper.
Yeah, I love your romper. same way if a fella is wearing a short.
Yeah,
she's got, oh, I love your blouse.
Oh my gosh, I love your blouse. I'm going to try that.
Or if anybody, this is kind of in the same category, if a bloke is wearing anything like on the same side of the colour wheel as red, just go, oh my God, love the pink. Because they will stand there.
They'll be like, not pink.
They'll stand not there pink. For a good 10 minutes arguing with you over the fact that it's red and not pink. And you'll be like,
do you remember that whole thing? It's salmon.
It's salmon.
It's salmon.
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 And then I added my own one in because I just think this would really fucking piss somebody off, especially a man. Now, I don't think I'll be in this situation, but say you're going on a Tinder date or you're getting to know somebody and he turns around and he's like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur. Just turn around and say the sentence, oh, like Kim Kardashian. I feel like that. I'd fucking rile him up something terrible.
Oh, my God. You'd be like, no, like... Yeah.
Elon Musk.
I was about to say, I forgot that. Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Amazon.
Oh, like Kim Kardashian. I love it. Yeah.
Like Kim Kardashian.
I'm gonna try and submit that to Kyle. See, does he use it? Is there anything that you do in your daily life?
All day, every day. I do it constantly. Oh, yeah. I love to wind up.
Mm.
And I do it. I do it subconsciously. And I'm like, why am I doing that?
Yeah.
I do it to him particularly.
To Tom.
Yeah.
She's pointing at Tom.
Yeah.
Like what?
I constantly be like, the Brits are always, I start every sentence. I love it. And he's always like, all right. Imagine if I turned around and I was like, the Irish are always, I would knife you.
You're literally, don't forget your place, Tom.
Literally, I'd be like, you'd be done, you're my country.
Yeah.
I'm like, the Brits are so stingy. The Brits are, oh my God, he goes, he drives them up the wall.
Does he get offended by it?
Not anymore.
Yeah, I think he probably knows now.
He knows now. He knows what I'm at. Like,
yeah.
You know, I have a little side eye. I'm like, but it's so funny. Sometimes I used to do this all the time. So, like, his dad's Welsh. And my God, he wouldn't let you move a mile without telling somebody about it previously. And I remember when we were traveling, I used to do a countdown
of when he would mention his dad's Welsh. So he's half like, Welsh.
He's half Welsh. Right. And I'd literally be like, 5, 4,
here we go.
3. And he'd be like, oh, we're about in Wales. My dad's actually from Cardiff. Every single time. And I used to do, and then I'd be like, and me and the girls would be howling. And he'd be like, what? And I'd be like, ah, and he gets so annoyed. He gets so annoyed. But anytime we'd be around someone Welsh, I'd literally turn around. Because, you know, when you're traveling, you bump into so many people all the time. I remember there was, in particular, there was like this, we were at this long table. And I was beside one of the girls that I was good friends with. And he was across from me. And then there was 3 Welsh girls. And we had to do, you know, a round table as to like, who we are and where we're from. And then it was like, okay guys, blah blah blah. So I break off and I literally like elbowed my mate Lucy and I was like, 5 seconds now, give it 5 seconds, right? Watch him turn around. 5, 4, 3. I got to 3 and he turned around and he was like, so where about you from Wales are you guys?
It was a bit Wales him.
And we just burst into like, we fucking howled and he was like, he was like turned around and I was like, sorry, it's like a book. It's like clockwork. So I do that all the time. The breath thing I really play up. I really ham that one up. Definitely shouldn't. Definitely shouldn't.
I think you definitely should. I think the opposite.
I think, what's the fun? What's the fun if you can't play up the breath thing?
Yeah, what's the fun?
What's the point?
Why am I with you?
Why am I with you if I can't play up, if I can't ham it up? Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a star-crossed lover.
Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
In the earth's eyes.
Yeah. We shouldn't be together. No. Shouldn't we're from opposing sides.
Shouldn't work, but it does.
It does. It's crazy.
I'm a Capulet. You're a Montague.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love doing that.
And he's like, no, but I'm actually half Welsh.
Yeah. He's like, well, it's not really the same. And I'm like, oh, don't do the Welsh thing. Don't do the Welsh thing. Don't do the Welsh thing. Please.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
So we're keeping it short and sweet today because we're busy gals.
Keeping it 100.
So let's dive right into
what is it? What is it with this? Like the past 6 weeks have been bus, club, another club, another club, no sleep, bus.
For you.
Oh, yeah.
I've been lying in my bed watching Buffy and Angel. Getting it on. Like,
but I don't ride them, you know. Oh, you knew what would happen if you did it.
I've been watching Vampire Slayer porn. Like, don't understand.
Jen's tastes. Oh, they've changed.
Can't
change, baby.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of like I'm in my pregnant era, so I'm just fucking chilling. It's grand. It's going to be a bit more chaotic from tomorrow because we're getting the renovations are starting.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. So, not from tomorrow, sorry, Monday. Oh, yeah, well, this will be out on Sunday. So, I have to move back to my ma's and she just got knee replacement, so.
Ooh.
Yeah. Blah. And I have to bring my child with me as well, so I'm going to have the majority, like, I'm going to be the
head case.
Yeah.
So, one of my friends just had her third. And I was with her last night and she was like, do not have a third child. She's like, everybody says one is grand, two is tons, yeah. Two you might as well have five. She was like, three is absolutely insane.
I've heard that the transition is a lot easier when it goes to three.
Apparently. Well, she was like first hand, I'm telling you right here.
Really?
No. She's got three under four.
Oh, that's a lot.
And she was just like, it is. Like, she was like, I thought, like...
I wonder, would it be different, though, if one of them was, like, seven or eight?
I don't think... Like, she just said... Do you know what she said? She said, it's... There is never someone not needing you.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're very fucking dependent, them kids under five. Like,
Yeah. She was like, Jesus. There's never someone just not needing you. Like, yeah. Consistently
and usually,
around the clock.
Usually, as the mum, you're the default parent, so it's a constant. Like, I was getting ready this morning. Adam was downstairs... We could smell the toast.
Yeah.
And Bobby asked me to make him toast. I was like, son, the fuck? I says, sniff. He goes, that's Weetabix. I says, it's toast. Your dad's down the kitchen. Go get it. You know what I mean? So like, but for such a smart kid, and we were even looking back at videos there the other day, like he was talking before he was worn, like full fucking sentences. Mm. Christmas morning, he goes down, can you open this for me? Like we were kind of going, fucking hell, he looked too small to be talking.
Yeah.
For somebody who's so clever, Jesus fucking Christ, he's dependent. Like, can't do a fucking thing by himself.
I think it is the dependency thing.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
Would kill me.
I think like from the people that I've heard from, who say like three is a piece of piss, they've always had a kid who's like seven or eight. So they're like school going age and they're kind of chilling independently, reading their own books, and you know what I mean? Like, so the other two is like probably, the other one's probably four and then the other one's a newborn, you know?
Yeah.
Probably a lot easier.
Yeah, fair.
You know? Because didn't Lindsay say that before? Six and seven is like the sweet spot.
Yeah, she said it's perfect. They're still young enough that you have like all the wonderment
all the
of their kids, but they're a little bit more independent.
Yeah. So there you go.
She's got a 15-year-old now.
I fucking saw a video of Rilo the other day and I nearly got
the
sick here. I was, what the fuck? He just got his braces off.
I know, the height of him. He's so handsome.
She's going to be our special guest for our bonus episode on Patreon. Yeah. So I can't wait to speak to her. But like, I couldn't fucking believe. Like,
I know.
It's and he's crazy. Gone. His little blonde hair is gone. And
I know.
All that.
He's such a great
name of it.
Do you remember
he's
him?
He's so handsome.
I know, he's so handsome. And he's such a nice kid. My God, I cannot. So emotionally intelligent. It's fabulous. I love when you chat to like, an emotionally intelligent teenager.
Yeah.
An emotionally intelligent man in general, but like, is out there somewhere in the world at some point. But he's so
I'm not
such
surprised.
A nice boy.
She's such a good man. Like,
yeah.
Right, so we asked you what you do on purpose to wind people up.
No.
And you've delivered.
Oh, you absolutely did.
As usual.
And I'll remember, as I said, I am queen mind of merchant. It's actually a problem. Mm-hmm. So I'll remember tons and tons when I go through.
Yeah, okay. I'll go from the bottom of the box. Is there any DMs? I haven't even looked.
There is
DMs, right. I'll go from the bottom of the box anyway. Asking men why we don't just print more money. Girl after me on heart.
Love that. That's a very Gen energy.
It's a very Gen energy. Mm-hmm. Telling men I've never seen Harry Potter.
Really?
Well, it depends on whether they're a pothead or not. I feel like...
Oh, oh my
Some of them are. And some of them are really fucking passionate about it.
Pothead.
That's what they call themselves. Well, that's what I call them.
A pothead.
I've watched them all. I binged them all at Christmas and I still wouldn't be obsessed. Like,
they're just feel
but
good.
At least I get the memes now. Do you know, that's all I was really watching it for.
Oh, really? I liked the books. I thought the books are full of wonderment.
And then this a third one from the same person. My only purpose when talking to men is to wind them up. Lol.
Yeah, I see
good,
that.
Good woman. Good for you.
Good for you. I like that.
Yeah.
Picasso. As a teenager, I got so sick of my brother constantly pissing all over the toilet seat that I eventually started to clean it with a school uniform. And she said, yeah, I thought so, mate.
Fuck.
I don't know how I would have coped with a teenage boy in my house. Because they just...
don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck. And then the more you say something, the more they do it.
Oh yeah, it's like they give less of a fuck then.
So I actually think that was probably the absolute correct way to handle that situation.
But then it's kind of on the ma then to wash the uniform. Do you know? Yeah. Or has he just got grinning and bearing the pissy uniform?
Well, I suppose it just depends.
Probably. Probably didn't have the energy to ask his ma to wash it.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Boys are
fucker.
Boys are grim.
This from a different person. Slagging off Man United while my husband's watching the match, he'd just be fuming.
Oh, I love to do the football thing. I love to be like, why didn't they just like kick the ball into the goal? Like, I love doing that all the time. I do that constantly. I'm like, why didn't he just pass it to that guy? He was free. So I was like, well, he was obviously getting tackled. And I'm like, seems like a bad decision.
Yeah. They're so, when it comes to football, like, it's fucking bonkers. Like, they don't actually understand anything, but when you can quite literally turn anything into... So I work for the HSE and the recruitment process is really fucking complicated. Nobody gets it. No, anybody outside of the HSE gets it. So I was trying to explain to him. I was like, right, so you get offered an... like, you submit your application, you get offered an interview, you do your interview, and then if you pass on the interview, it's like...
this you go into a pool.
If you get in, like, if you pass the interview, I was like, it's like you go, so the correct term is you get panelled, and then you'll get, it's like a number on the panel. But I was like, if you get panelled, it's like you're going into the subs. You're going in, you're in the dugout, you're a sub, right?
Yeah.
And then when your number comes up, once they get through, like, say you could be number 6 on the panel, once they get through the first 5, that's when they call you from the subs bench. But then you're waiting on the somebody ringing you?
Yes, my sister, of course. We just had a full conversation about me doing the podcast.
Ah, she's fucking ringing you. God damn it, Amy.
She does. Go on. Yeah. Go on. Subs bench. I like this analogy.
So you get pulled off the subs bench. You go, your number's up. Here's a job. Do you want it? Yes. You say, yeah. They pull you off the subs bench. And then that's when contracting happens. This takes fucking ages, right? You could be anywhere 3 to 6 weeks waiting on contracts. Okay. I said, so this is at the point, and I told him this is where I was. I was like, I've been pulled off the subs bench. I says, but right now you need to imagine me running up and down the side of the field, warming up.
To get onto the pitch.
And you could see his mind. You could see his mind. He was like, oh my fucking God, I get it now. I was like, I'm going to do this for everything.
I'm obsessed.
I'm going to do this. You know the way that men do this thing where they get like the salt and pepper and they're trying to explain the offside rule?
I can bend it like Beckham. I remember I was like, at that bend it like Beckham, I was trying so hard.
Yeah.
I think I kind of understand it now.
Oh, no, I get the offside because of bend it like Beckham. It did have to be mansplained to me. But I was like mansplaining it to him using his own like
language.
Passions. I was like, oh God.
So passions.
His own little passions.
Yeah.
They are weird about football.
I love saying, like, you know, when the World Cup was on, I love, like, finding out who the best player is and being like, I be him now. And it makes them go wild. I'd be like, I be Messi now. If I was to play, I'd be like the Messi.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ah, no, that's me now.
Yeah.
You can see that.
I pick him. He's my second two player. Like,
I'd be like, I'd probably be most like Messi.
Yeah.
What's your man from Paris Saint-Germain? What's your man's name? The really young fella with the shaved head. Mbappe. I'd be Mbappe now.
Mbappe,
I'd be him now. I'd just be, you know, up there kicking goals into the net.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing.
It's not that easy. I'm like, it would be if I was there.
when you, and like, it's not even, I don't even do it to, Now, because you were saying that, I'm like, yeah, I do actually do it.
Yeah, you do. You do little, like, it's like little microaggression.
Yeah, and it's not even so, like, I don't generally, like, comment on somebody's looks or how they look or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know your man Halland? Is it Halland? He's, like, really Norwegian looking.
Yes, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Immediately when he said that, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I turn around when he's on the screen. I'm just like, oh God, he makes me uneasy now. Like, he's so blonde, isn't he? It's like, he's just so something blonde. About him. Something about the lips. He's like, and he just blew, you shut the fuck up. He was watching the Ireland match the other day, Ireland and France, and they were in the dugout drinking Powerade. I was like, oh, mortar Powerade. Just, and that's anything not that to do with the game.
Actually. No, I'm always going on about the kits. I'm like, now, like, you think that they do better with the colours. It's really blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, going to now, in all fairness, he doesn't get wound up about that anymore. I think he's used to me now. I'm like, what about a nice pink?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, this is a team, blah, blah, blah. Like, he'll go into it and be like, yeah, the jerseys are shit. And like, oh, but the problem is, I think I've engaged too much. Now he'll full on, like, have conversations with me about football. And I'm like,
he'll start them.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
like,
off.
You know your man, whatever. And I'm like, no. And he's like, do you remember when we were watching that match and he was doing, I'm like, no. And he's like, anyway, so what's after happening is, and I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, yeah. I don't give a fuck.
No.
One here threw my co-worker's Vaseline in the bin because she was annoying me, and then she spent the day looking for it.
I love that. It's anybody seen it? No. No.
No.
Anybody seen that? No. No, I haven't.
Actually, now that I
check
think
the bin.
Now that I think of it, have I been missing stuff in the past? I don't think I have. Because I'm like, God. Am I the fucking... am I the fucker? I don't think I am. I'm very quiet and work. Mm-hmm. Like, anybody who works with me is like, what?
Oh my God, this is amazing. Things I do to wind people up. If my boyfriend is wound up over something in particular, I say to him, ooh, those are big feelings.
Oh, I love that. That was another big one that women were commenting on his videos. Yeah. That was a big
and
one.
This tips him over the edge. Don't do it all the time, but I do love to do it the odd time. It makes me cackle.
Yeah.
Also, my friend has a habit of exuding pick me behaviour, and I love to ask her, and tell me this, did he pick you in the end?
Oh God, love it.
These are perfect.
Love it. I pretend I don't hear them and I make them repeat themselves. That's so petty, and it would really, I fucking hate having to repeat myself.
I know, that's my,
I'm like, you heard me. There's nothing, there was nothing confusing about that.
You did not hear me.
Yeah. Or I'll start, my ma always does it now. I think it's obviously got, it is hearing loss of horror now. But I'll start a sentence and I'll specifically start it in a way that she can't understand it. So she stops me straight away, and I'll just have to, instead of saying the whole thing with like all of the proper pronunciations for her to say what.
Yeah.
I'll be like, and then she'll say what, and then I'll be like, right, now we can go. You know, kind of just fucking, I'm like, oh, I haven't got the energy for this. Like, and I forgot all about that until I'm like, oh God, I'm moving back in my horse. It's going to be all this all over again. Somebody else said, oh, sorry, just the second part. Or just generally be petty. I can be very passive aggressive / petty. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You're entitled to it.
Mega passo aggro.
Yeah. You're very entitled to that.
Yeah.
You said, beep back. But louder at the people who beep their horn at me unnecessarily. It works a treat.
I'd say so. I'd actually say so.
Makes
then,
no sense. But then you feel
like, there's just something about beeping, right? Not afraid of it, but you do feel like a bit of an idiot the minute that your hand comes off the beep. You know, you're a bit like,
you feel seen.
Yeah. It's a real like, look at me.
There's a way now. To beep though.
I'll see you later.
There is different ways of beeping, and we've talked about this before, and we appreciate when people use the correct beep.
It's a toot.
Like, yeah, like if you're sitting at a, you never condone somebody being on their phone, but like sometimes you have been distracted by like the person next to you, yeah, or whatever the thing may be. You might be changing the radio or something's going on and the light is green and you haven't copped it, and somebody just goes beep behind you to give you a little nudge. That's absolutely fair enough.
Yeah.
Somebody's behind you and it's like, aah! It's like, fucking hell, there was no need.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Fair.
It's the aggression. You can tell what sort of aggression somebody has by the way that
by
they
the
beep.
Way that they beep.
Use the appropriate beep, please.
Oh, that's fair.
Like, if somebody is being very hazardous, nearly fucking killed a few people there on the roundabout, absolutely use your aggressive beep.
Yeah.
Give them a fright. Let them know.
Let them know that you're about.
Let them know that they've done something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you usually get a, oh, sorry, wave.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's fair enough. Everybody understands.
And that's the thing. You're like, oh, Jesus, I didn't even realise. Yeah. Tell people they look like they can't swim.
Yeah, it's like you. It's kind of like the same thing. Like you look like you read with your fingers.
It's a classic.
It is. It's a good born. I like it. Say, this is so petty. Say your ma to literally anything. Mam will ask what's for dinner, and I will say your ma. I also.
It's so juvenile. You kind of have to respect it.
Exactly, and then she says, "I also love doing when, like when people ask. Oh, sorry. When did I ask? When people say something." Random, I'd be like, when? She just does it for the crack.
Or when did I ask?
Or when did I ask? Yeah. Oh, when? When did I ask? Oh, fucking hell.
That's not even passive aggressive. That's just aggressive. That's I quite enjoy that.
Yeah.
I quite like that one. Turn the light off while they're on the toilet. Oh my God. There is nothing that drives people more insane than turning the light. It's like an immediate explosion of anger. It's you could just be like, hey.
Adam does this shit to me.
to you?
He does it on purpose though. Like I'll be in there, he'll go, ning. And then he'll run down the stairs. I'll be like, you.
Okay, that is actual teenage boy behaviour.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But he does it like to wind me up.
Oh, I do it a good few times where I don't know that Tom's in the other bathroom because the fans are so fucking loud, so you just wouldn't know what's going on anywhere. And I'll literally just turn off the light, and I mean, it doesn't matter if it's off for 0.5 of a second, he will go on and rant.
Yeah.
Oh, here's, I'm in here, I'm still in here. Well, babe, I'm in here. I'm like, bah!
I'm sorry, I didn't fucking know.
You didn't fucking know. You're having another fucking bat. How many fucking bats do you need?
You fucking prick. Right, we're going to wrap it up there because we are in a big, big hurries today. Big, big hurries. Where's she, yos?
This month. My girl. This month's full of hurries. This month's big hurries.
Have you got an unpopular opinion before we go?
I do. If I'm paying for a meal, right? If I'm paying for a meal, I don't want to be click-clacking, cracking, doing any kind of de-shelling, any kind of DIY bits to my meal. Steak on a stone.
I was about to say,
I don't give a fuck. Cook it for me.
But you order steak on a stone specifically to get it to your liking.
No, you should be able to do that. You are a restaurant. I'm paying God knows how much money for this fucking steak.
I know. Yeah. It does seem like a very expensive thing to have to then cook your own dinner when it comes down. But steak on a stone is WAP.
Like, I'm not
de-shelling.
Like, why am I here having to, like, fish out eyes for my pasta? Do you know what I mean? Just de-shell the fucking yolks.
Oh, I get you.
Lobster, same situation. Why am I here? Like, why do I have a bib and a fucking...
I know, yeah. I don't understand people that... I've never tasted it.
Lobster?
Own. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get why people are like, the main thing in the
minute. I don't know why people go to the fucking effort of going into a restaurant, seeing a live lobster in a tank and being that's like, I'll pay 60 quid for that.
Yeah.
Kill it.
Yeah, it's like, very Simpsons.
It's just very...
Does that even happen anymore? I haven't a clue.
It did. When we were on holidays in Spain, we went into a restaurant and there was a big-ass tank full of lobsters. I was like...
I hate it.
Fuck.
I hate that, like...
I was kind of going... And then, like...
I don't want to see my food in any way, shape, or form. Do you know? Like, I just don't want to see it, like...
I know, yeah.
I don't want to see pictures of cows and bulls on the... I don't want to know what's going on here. I just want, like... Again, if I pay for this meal, it shouldn't have to come with like terms and conditions.
Just give it to me on the
plate. Want
to
eat the meal.
I say the chef, though, just go in and be like, grand, I don't have to do that.
Yeah. I'm going to go, perfect, sure, did that, the fuck.
Yeah. That's going to just bang on the plate. She'll do it herself.
She'll do it herself. Like, I just paid €27 to fucking de-shell my own prawns.
Yeah, I know. And then sometimes, like, if it's your first time at that restaurant, you like you didn't know you had to do that, so you'd be raging.
I know. And you're just like, why am I doing this shit?
Yeah.
Like genuinely, why am I sitting here? This is like taking up time. Like this is good eating time.
Or do you know what as well?
I could be in a rush.
Just a little add-on. When I used to work in the the Chinese, there used to be a dish. What the fuck was it? I can't remember what it was, but the waiter basically had to bring it out in its like natural. It was cooked,
yeah.
But then the waiter had to come out and shred it on the trolley in front of the thing. Is it the duck? It is the duck, is it?
Yeah, they do.
There was another thing as well that was like, in like a bed of lettuce.
I'll allow it because it's like, it's fine.
It's the experience.
It's like tableside guacamole. And you're like, do you know what? Yeah.
Because they're making the guac.
And they're like, taste that. And you're like, a little bit more lime. And then they're like, taste that. I'm like, pinch more salt. Do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a wine.
I know. When I order, I'm like starved.
So yeah.
Like, I don't need a performance now.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, it's not Cirque du Soleil. Just fucking you know? hit me with my meal, please.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just think it's rude to have me breaking fucking shells apart and all this megabolicsology. It's just not really something that I feel like I should have to do as a paying customer. It's my opinion.
Fair enough. Do you have not a social star, that's Patreon. Do you have a... what the fuck is it called? Stomper of the week.
How dare you?
Carla's Stomper of the week.
I've been using AI DJ a lot lately.
Yeah, you said that before.
And he put this banger back on. He was like, yo, Carla, 2017 was really a good year for you.
Leave it in 2017.
Literally, he was like, here's a couple of bangers that are going to bring you right back there.
Is he from Boston?
I think so. That's how he talks.
Sounds like he's from Boston. I still haven't figured him out yet.
You haven't got him?
I have him. I just don't know.
Ayo, Jen.
He hasn't come on and said, Ayo, Jen. He hasn't done that.
No, he has to.
You have to tell me how to do it.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, this one is... I forgot how much I love Anne-Marie.
She has bangers.
She has a voice of an angel.
She's very underrated.
This one is with Snake Hips, and it's a very kind of groovy little end of summer bop. Well, either way. Bring it back like you on me.
I like that.
It's just nice and like though.
It's a little bit poppy.
I just love her voice.
Yeah.
Very underrated stuff.
She definitely is. And remember she had that song, it was like, it was nearly like, what would you do if your son was at home? You remember like she did that one? That where she was talking about like the single man and the, you know, that, I can't remember, Rockabye Baby.
Oh, I hated that song.
Did you? No, I liked that. Well, it was more so the message behind it.
No, I hated that one.
It's overplayed, though, to be fair.
I like a lot of her tunes.
Yeah, to be fair.
But that one's just a little groovy, kind of end of summer.
That was nice.
You know that where it's like fading out. We're fading out now.
We're wrapping it up. It's a September too. Well, not September like this year. Fucking Jesus.
Oh my God.
Like El Nino. Like fucking Jesus.
It's a lot. Everything's hot. Everything I touch is warm.
And when I get out of the car with the aircon, it's like somebody's wrapping a fucking sleeping bag around me.
I feel like I'm in Spain.
It's horrible. It's like getting off the plane. Every time you walk out the door,
you're like, oh, fuck.
I know. Are we ever fucking happy?
No.
Well, it's supposed to break on Monday, so if you're listening to this on Monday, enjoy the rain. It's a nice out break. You know, need a good crack of thunder.
You need seasons.
You need a crack of thunder. We're going to go off and record 2 Patreon episodes now. So if you haven't already signed up, it's in the link below. €6 of your money a month will get you 5 extra episodes. If you haven't gotten enough of us already, enjoy yourself. Thanks a million for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.